You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two of Mino and the Mayor here in WGBW and WISS. Todd, whoever sent in the photo is the winner for the day. Everything is closed off. No further winners because this one wins it all. Former mayor seen wearing this hat while talking about his dog on a cruise ship. And it is like a Captain Stubing thing with the Packer logo.
That could happen.
If that's for sale someplace, you've got to get one. Whoever sent that in, is that a legit thing? We want to get that as a bon voyage gift.
We still have
until
Friday.
So. Honestly, yes, you can buy it.
We got
really?
It.
Really? For $36.
Okay, right here.
All right.
They take American Express. We're at. I'll get that.
I'm
going to
send you. I'll send you the link.
I will do that.
That's actually a good looking hat.
And it is.
That is a good looking hat.
So you will like a picture of me on the ship with that.
Yes.
You will get that.
Thank you. Heidi Leiterman is with us, Program Specialist, Lifelong Learning Institute, UW-Green Bay. We love when you come on because during the breaks, we're always talking about your farming days.
Of course.
Which you're not. I shouldn't say farming days, but your farming life is what I meant.
Yes.
How is it like getting through a winter like this?
You know, I'm pretty used to it at this point. I mean, I grew up on a farm too, so, but definitely rejoicing in these temperatures this week. And the animals.
Do the animals like it? Like snow? Because, you know, Bud DeYoung up at the zoo, he says his animals just love the snow.
You know, my steers, they really do. You know, they'll run around out in the pasture, kick their heels up. I mean, they're so fat and furry, it doesn't bother them. But the chickens, they're not really a fan.
What was the first ones that really like it out there?
The steers, my cattle.
Can I outrun a steer?
No, you cannot.
Sure. How do you know that?
Hey, could I,
because
get this.
I can't outrun them.
Whoa, right, and she could sure outrun you. Right. Could a human outrun a steer? Like the Kenyans who run like maybe a 5-minute mile.
Yeah.
That would outrun a steer?
I think that humans would have like distance wise. I think we could run longer for a longer.
But a 100-yard dash.
100-yard dash. It's hard to say. Yeah. I've been chased by a bull before, you guys, and it's terrifying.
Have you really?
Yeah. Yes. It's very scary.
How'd you get away?
Did you like zigzag, like juke him out?
I actually climbed into the feeder that was in the pasture. So I couldn't escape in time. So I jumped into the feeder where all the round bale and stuff was. So
gorge you?
Well, he didn't have horns.
Okay.
But he was ramming into the feeder. So
wow.
What?
Yes.
What'd you do to make him so mad? Like, why would they turn on you?
Did you taunt him?
I just was existing. I was just out. I mean, I was a kid. I was maybe 7 or 8. I was out there helping my dad. We were changing, like, the bunker wagon. And
I will give you a lot of credit.
Absolutely.
For pursuing that industry when something that traumatic happened when you were just a little kid.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
So what did your dad do? That's why I don't have bulls anymore. I only have steers.
Wow. What did your dad do?
He hooked up the feeder wagon to the truck and started driving it out of the pasture because I was inside the wagon. So he started hauling it out.
That had to be traumatic.
That's what
it was.
I'm saying.
It was. And I tell you what, the bull was gone within the week.
Oh, bad.
We did not keep it after that.
And how did it taste?
Yeah.
I don't remember. Probably good. Revenge, right?
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
So how was your morning? It's 7:09.
Yeah.
Some people, I think, are just waking up and they take a shower and go to work. You had a whole life in front of you. Don't you go feed the...
Yep. Every morning I get up and I feed...
What time do you start?
Feed my cattle. Like 5:30.
Start feeding them at 5:30?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay.
Yep. Feed everybody. Let them all outside. Tell them to have a good day, you know?
You talk to your animals too, huh?
Oh, 100%. I always say, like, it's a good thing there's not a camera in the barn because people would think I'm crazy.
I thought Jim was the only one that did that.
No, I say, have a good day, everybody. Be good. Don't escape, you know?
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's cool. Well, let's talk about your other job.
Yes.
Go ahead.
So so through UW Green Bay, you guys know I do lifelong learning. But the exciting thing we have going on right now is a class on the history of the NFL draft.
Love it.
So I know you guys were talking about the draft. So that is with the curator of the Hall of Packers Hall of Fame, Brent Hensel. He's teaching. I'm just coordinating. But yeah, it's going to be a 3-week class, the 3 Wednesdays leading up to the draft. And we're going to learn about what is the draft? What are its origins? I don't know if you guys knew that this is actually the second time Wisconsin hosted the draft. Did you guys know that?
I did not know that.
Oh, I knew a fact you didn't know.
I just never heard. Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm 100% sure. Okay. There's a whole exhibit at the Hall of Fame about it.
Yes. Where was it? Madison? Where was it? Here?
It was in Milwaukee.
Oh, Milwaukee.
Oh, okay.
It was in 1940.
Okay.
So it was actually like the 1939 championship was in December.
Okay.
And then the draft was hosted, the 1940 draft was hosted just one day before or after. I can't remember, but.
I did not know that.
Wow.
I can't believe I knew this.
Yeah.
Yes.
Especially sports, right?
I know.
So tell me, you offer, a couple hundred programs?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Just a variety of things. And people will tell them how they can get on. I just love I know Johnny's doing one of them next semester.
Yeah. Yes. So I was telling Todd, I hope I can come back and we can talk about yours when we get a little closer.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
But yeah. UW Green Bay Lifelong Learning. If you just search that up.
I really enjoy doing it.
Yeah. It's great. Our students are engaged and excited to learn. I think I've told you guys, my own mom is one of my students. So, really a variety of topics. This Packers class is a little bit different because it's a 3-week one and it's all on Zoom, which is great. So then you can join from wherever you are.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, people would have to look it up to see how fascinating it is, the different subjects you have.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean,
it's really cool.
Science, religion, history, physical fitness. I mean, really. Little something for everybody.
Do you, when you guys get those people together on campus, I think for a lot of them, I mean, UWGB, if you haven't been out there in a while, it has changed so much. Mm-hmm. Just that campus itself with the STEAM or the STEM thing or whatever.
Yep.
All the different,
right.
I don't know if, I mean, even when we go there for the basketball games or whatever, Jimmy, it's like, this is pretty cool.
Yeah.
When I started covering GB basketball back in the 80s, it was like a community college. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
And now it's so cool with everything you have out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's really cool because, I mean, UW Green Bay is, we're turning 60 this year. It was founded in 1965. So we're relatively new in terms of a college or university.
You're the youngest university in the system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I know you had a big deal with your 50th anniversary. You could use it, but still the library, I think there's still talk of more new buildings.
Right.
And you guys really, I think there's a few things that need to be done there. But that Crest Center is great. And like you said, you know, the Resch Engineering School. I mean, mm-hmm. those are great things that elevate the school. This lifelong learning is something that, who is your, you say your students, but sometimes people will think of students as 20, 21, 22.
Yes. That's a good point. So it's lifelong learning. So there is no age limit. The program used to be called Learning in Retirement, but we found that really didn't suit anymore.
I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
Because all these people weren't retired.
Right. So, like my mom. I mean, they still farm.
Some people thought you had to be retired to... I've had people
Correct.
Ask me that.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, hey, I'm not retired. Can I still come?
Right.
Okay.
And, yes.
I think that was more how flexible it is. I think that's why the learning and retirement was, because a lot of those things were 10 in the morning, mm-hmm. 11, you know, it was, which is,
right.
And other people would be working. But this lifelong learning, I think, is great. Tell me, I want to talk about the Zoom, because you didn't have that when I was teaching those classes. It was all in person, in class.
Right. So we keep actually expanding that, which is really great. We have a partnership with Rennis Group, which has allowed us to put live streaming equipment into our classrooms. So it's not up and running quite yet, but we're working on that so then we can simultaneously live stream a class and be in person.
Some of those classes fill up pretty fast, don't they?
Yes. So that's we're trying to, you know, offer that so that you know, people from home can take it, or like you said, if it's full. And then we have classes exclusively on Zoom, like I said, like my Packers class here. You can join from the comfort of your own home. Don't even have to put on pants if you don't want to.
I want to watch a Packer one.
Yeah.
I would love to watch that.
Well, and it's really not so much, it's interactive.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Especially the Packers course. The one that Brent and I just finished up, we had almost 75 participants. More than half weren't from Wisconsin.
Really?
We had international, we had Texas, Washington, East Coast, everywhere. So in terms of interactive, yes, the chat is always interactive. People can ask questions.
We're with Heidi Leiterman, Program Specialist, Lifelong Learning Institute, UW Green Bay.
Yes. Go ahead.
So do you take part in this, the draft, when you do you moderate it with him?
I do.
Okay.
I do. And that's half the fun of it, because then I get to learn too.
Absolutely.
But yeah, and the class likes to pick on me because sometimes we experience technical difficulties, as happens with technology. So
will you, okay, when is this one going to start?
So it's starting the first Wednesday in April, which I believe is okay. April 2nd.
Okay.
So it's those three Wednesdays. So it okay. is in the evenings. It's,
okay.
It's 6 to 7:30, which is nice for working people. But if you can't watch it during that time, I can also send you the recording.
Oh, cool.
So you don't have to watch each week live, or you don't have to watch any of the weeks live. You can just watch them later.
Do you have to register for that or anything? Or
yes.
Is there a fee?
Yes, there is. So for this class, it's $49, but that's about 5 hours worth of instruction. So $49. And if you just search UW Green Bay draft class, you can find the link to register online.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So tell me, have you seen this? You must have seen the syllabus on that. What will people, tell me a little bit more about that class. What?
Yes. Yep. So it's going to be a three-part class, the three Wednesdays. The first one is going to kind of cover like, how did the draft start? Because there used to not be a draft, which worked out to some team's advantage,
right.
Like the Packers.
It was all free agency.
Yes, you could just find your guys and make it happen. So kind of what is the draft? How does it work? Mm-hmm. The whole process, which I'm totally not familiar with. But then we're going to talk about like the Lombardi era and how, you know, he really drafted the best quality. You know, not what you looked like or your religion or et cetera. Are you a good football player? So talk about some of his most famous picks. And
well, and I'm working with a group right now. They're trying to get Jerry Vinisi into the NFL Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
And he was the right-hand man for Lombardi with those draft picks.
Yeah, yeah, yes.
He's the one that selected Bart Starr, mm-hmm. Ray Nitschke, Paul Hornung, Jim Taylor, Jerry Kramer. I think there's 13 guys that are in the NFL Hall of Fame that he drafted.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, I mean, Lombardi gave the final word, but I mean that he, right, and Lombardi pretty much took all of his recommendations.
And you people, he's not a household name.
Mm-hmm.
Right, no.
And
he died at 33 years old.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow.
Rheumatic fever, 33 years old. Yeah.
But he was unbelievable. And there's a statue, or what would you call it?
Yeah,
a monument.
Well, along that, what's that? The whole stretch on military.
Lombardi.
On Lombardi Avenue.
Heritage?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yes.
He's very well, the people who know him really mm-hmm. know him. So anyway, I'm sure that's going to be part of your class.
Yes.
If he was a draft
That's awesome.
Kid.
Yeah. I can't wait to watch you.
Yeah, I know. It'll be a good one.
Can I write chat word things to you like?
You can. I might ignore them, but you can write them to me.
How many eggs did you get today? How's the flock?
Yes.
Things
I
like
can
that.
Give you those updates.
All right. Can you stick around?
I will.
All right. Heidi Leiterman, Program Specialist, Lifelong Learning Institute, UW Green Bay. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, welcome back. Mono the Mayor here on a beautiful Monday morning. It's going to be 65 degrees in Green Bay today. 36 right now, 37 in Appleton, 36 in Oshkosh. Looks like a great week. Heidi Leiterman. Is it Leiterman or Leiterman? Because
it's Leiterman. You had it.
Different parts of the Midwest is pronounced the other way, too.
Oh.
Yes.
Leiterman.
Yes. Program Specialist, Lifelong Learning Institute, UW Green Bay. Sounds like a great thing you've got going on in the history of the Packers draft, mm-hmm. which is all going to be live streamed. I'm going to be doing one on veterans on the 6th of April, I think. I should have probably checked that out.
I feel like it's the 4th. But fourth. You're right. I should have checked.
Or maybe
I
it's the 4th. One of the two. Yes. I'm going to have some of my veteran friends there. I've done it. I think I've done it about 5 times over the years. And it's really neat because I've had World War II veterans there that were, you know, 98 years old. Wow. And everything. And then the young veterans were like 25. So it's kind of neat getting a big, you know, variety blend of different guys. And I think it's a great thing that you guys do out there at GB.
Thank you. Yeah, we enjoy it. I mean, you know, GB wants to educate anybody who wants to learn. And, you know, that includes well into your 90s, you know, however old you are.
We've had people on here and no secret that whole Blue Zone thing when they talk about, you know, living longer, but living healthier. It's not really longevity as much as it is quality, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you die at 88 with a really quality life or 95 with, you know, sitting in a nursing home or something. And a big, big part of this is exactly what you're doing. It's challenging your mind. It's mm-hmm. education.
Still engaging.
Right. And never losing the desire to learn.
Right. Exactly. And I say this all the time. Like, I can never guess how old my students are because they're so full of life and it's so different, you know, than many of our experiences when we saw our grandparents or, you know, et cetera. I'm like, oh my goodness, what do you mean you're still backpacking Europe and you're 89? You know what
how,
I mean?
If you didn't know, how old did you think I was?
89?
Like based on looks or?
Yeah.
Okay, this is putting me on the spot, John.
Yeah.
I'm gonna guess 65.
Close.
Aren't you going to be 70 or am I wrong?
Wow.
What?
Okay, coming up next.
Okay, John, I grew up listening to you on the radio, so I'm trying to, you know, do the math in my head.
All right.
So, yeah, 40.
You were unfortunately very, very close. I thought you were going to say, like, 47.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I think you're just a couple years older than me. Maybe your mid-30s.
Yeah, okay, fine. Hey, we got to talk. Okay, we got to talk. Go back up one thing. Okay, do we do enough about UW Green Bay and the lifetime learning?
Yeah.
Okay, we want to talk chickens.
Okay, let's talk chickens.
Okay, so I was reading this article where people are like normal, I shouldn't say, please don't take that. Normal, say normal people.
No, it's okay.
I mean, people that like live in neighborhoods
yes.
are starting to look at raising chickens. I know some people that have done it, okay? Mm-hmm. But they say they can't do it now. It's so hard to find, right?
It is. And I mean, I'm all about it. I love that people are, you know, taking ownership of where their food comes from. I love that, obviously, as a farmer, but I mean, man, I can't even get my own chickens now until June because normally I get them the first week of May, but they're all sold out. Everybody's snatching them up.
Don't you have don't chickens make chickens? Like, why are you up buying chickens?
Yeah, if you I know I had this class in like eighth grade. Okay, how chicken thing works.
Well, I don't get it.
Don't chickens make chickens?
Yeah, well,
that's this morning's question.
If you didn't
make chickens,
I think the answer is yes.
If you didn't take the egg away from her, would that hatch into a chick?
Not my egg specifically, because I do not have a rooster.
Ah.
So the eggs are not fertilized. So mine will not hatch.
Why don't you buy a rooster? Yeah. You don't have to stress out about it.
Well,
good point. I mean,
you know,
it seems a simple solution. We're not even farmers. And we're coming up with solutions.
You can call.
We should have a hotline.
We shouldn't charge her for this.
Farmers are us. Give us a call. What do you need? Advice on. We'll help you out.
Okay, guys.
Just ask this 65-year-old guy.
Yeah.
I've had roosters, and they're just as mean and nasty as
that. I've heard that.
They're nasty. They attacked me. They attacked each other, and I thought, this is enough. This is a girls-only club from here on out.
That's what I've heard.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, they got these claws on their feet. And
that's what they fight with when they have
rooster
fights.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would declaw them. I don't know. I think there's an answer to this.
Yeah, I want you to grab a rooster, tell him you're a decline.
Yeah.
Tranquilize your gun, put him down. I don't know.
I pass on that. Well, I order my chicks through a hatchery in Beaver Dam. So very simple.
How many do you have?
Right now I have 32 chickens. 32.
Wow. I didn't think it was going to be that many.
Me neither.
Oh, I'm like 12, 15.
Oh, right. No.
What's their output?
About one egg per day, approximately.
So you get 30 eggs a day? Mm-hmm.
32.
Yeah.
What do you do with them?
I sell them.
Did not know that either.
Yes, I do.
How do you sell them? Just roadside stands?
Just family, friends, my coworkers, friends. You know, they'll say, hey, Heidi, you got some eggs? I'm like, sure thing. And I'll bring them to work, put them in the fridge.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you raise the price?
You got to get some chickens.
I did raise the price.
You got to get some chickens, Todd.
Yeah. We'll put them in that room we don't use here at the station.
Yes. Just
got a text in. Chuck from Green Bay says Fleet Farm is selling baby chickens now.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
Okay.
Well, I should check. Well, there's a certain, you know, I've raised chickens for like 7 or 8 years, so I kind of know what I like. And you can get like chicks that are sexed, or you can get straight run, which straight run is like, it could be males or females. They're not sexed. Obviously, I don't want roosters. I talked about this. So I get the ones that I know are going to be females, the pullets, the little baby girls. So.
And then when you get this pullet, mm-hmm. how long till it's producing?
Well, typically I get them, like I said, about early, mid-May. And then she's laying her eggs by August, September.
Oh, all right.
So I'll be a little bumped down this year.
Ramp.
So. Who did we have, Todd, who did we have on real recently? Raised chickens all her life, showed them. Remember we had that really cool chicken? It's all black and white.
It was our musician, right?
Yes.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. Jamie Lynn Fletcher.
That's correct. Okay.
Yeah. Huge chicken grower. Mm. Huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. She used to show them at 4-H things and the fairs and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
So if people are listening and they want to buy like two chickens, mm-hmm. so that would be two eggs a day.
Yep.
How long do they lay eggs? Like years or months or?
So they lay pretty consistently for the first 2 years of their life. So once they start laying, you get 2 good years out of them. After that, in my experience, then they start reducing. Then it's like one egg every other day or something like that. So I have my chickens on a 3-year cycle. So once they're 3 years old, I call those ones my old cluckers. And then at the end of summer, the old cluckers, they meet their maker, you guys, because they're not worth their feed at that point.
Wow. She seems so nice, and it's all math. It's just,
hey, if we, your wow. life is passing before your eyes, guys.
If we were chickens, would we be old cluckers?
Yeah.
No comment.
Yeah, the old clucker.
Wow. Yes. Okay. That would be a great name for a band.
Yes. Like
a whole bunch of guys.
The old cluckers.
Yeah.
I got to assume you teach this as part of your lifelong learning. This whole chicken thing we just went through?
I don't. I mean, I've had a lot of requests about it.
I wouldn't think people would be interested in that.
Absolutely. Just, especially now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't even know they could lay eggs without a rooster. I didn't know that.
I didn't either. Yes. Okay. Like,
me too.
Yeah. No, just like a woman. Nice. Just like a human woman has an egg every month.
But they don't have to.
Doesn't have to be fertilized.
No.
Well, that, okay. You know what?
We learned.
That's starting to make sense.
We got
to
go. We're ahead. Heidi, thank you so much. You're awesome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Back after this.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. U.S. Congressman Tony Weed wants to roll back a program that helps pay for electric vehicle charging stations. Weed wants to repeal the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Federal Program, saying money is wasted building new EV stations. The Wisconsin DOT has been given $78 million to build the charging stations here, but $63 million of that is now at risk. Weed is supporting legislation called the Unplug EV Charging Stations Program Act. It might be worth noting that Weed, who represents the 8th Congressional District, used to own a chain of gas stations called Dino Stop throughout Northeast Wisconsin. State Democrats have introduced a bill that would require the Wisconsin State Legislature to convene in a special session if federal funding is frozen. The legislation was introduced by Christian Phelps and named the Frozen Federal Funds Emergency Act. In a press release, Phelps called the funding freezes unlawful, reckless, and cruel, and said the state needs to be ready to provide whatever support it can for communities that lose needed funding. Republicans hold the majorities in both the state assembly and the state senate. Governor Tony Evers released a statement Friday slamming the Trump administration for the illegal firing of thousands of federal workers. This includes nearly 6,000 veterans. Melissa Kay reports.
New reports show the administration plans to cut as many as 80,000 jobs at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. This move will likely impact veterans care and services across the country. The mass terminations of federal employees suddenly and without advance notices throws tens of thousands of Americans across the country into chaos.
I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Minor and the Mayor. Always great having Heidi Leiderman, program specialist, Lifelong Learning Institute, UW Green Bay on. They got the Big Packer Draft Special. That sounds like a fun program. I'm going to be doing one in early April on veterans, war veterans, so that'll be fun. But right now we have Allison Hawkers and Bex to talk about Pi Day 5K. What up?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, you guys.
And Allison, this checks all the boxes. This is a great, great event. I know you've been at it for 11 years.
It's a blast.
So it started with him. Is this correct?
It did.
And I'm pointing to the mayor, by the way.
In his office. We started 11 years ago in his office asking if we could do a race downtown Green Bay. And he said sure to the fifth graders, and we've gone ever since.
And it's the Pi Run, so it's at 3.14 miles, which isn't forever.
Yep.
It engages the community with the school, which I think is important.
Yep.
And this course of students with their parents. But the proceeds, talk about that.
Yeah. So our big philosophy at school is to be altruistic. And I always teach the kids it's better to give back to a whole than just ourselves. So this year, again, we're giving to Old Glory on our flight. Last year, we gave almost $26,000.
Wow.
So that was 50 vets that got to go on their flight. And we went with them in October. And it was just a sight to see. So this year, we're hoping to fill almost more of the plane.
That's awesome.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
That's just great what you're doing. Beck, the energy from the kids, it's not like you're twisting arms. I mean, you're into this?
Went out and collected a lot of prizes for that day.
Well, I'm technically not in like full fifth grade yet, so next year I will get to help out with it, but I'm looking forward to it, but not yet.
This is a fifth grade run.
Yep, the fifth graders organize it. So this year they have over 62 raffle baskets that they put together.
Isn't that something?
I was going through them. Wow.
Yeah, and there's something for everyone of all ages, of all likes and dislikes and everything.
And I think what's cool about this, Allison, is that it's not like you say the students do it. The students really do it.
Yeah.
You don't get baskets. You don't shake businesses down. They do it.
Yeah. I from day one, I say, the guys, this is all you. I don't do much of anything other than help find phone numbers, email addresses, drive and pick up locations. This year, Beckett, as a fourth grader, asked if he could do a podcast with me, so I did that. We have another fourth grader doing a shoe drive to raise shoes for the veterans on the flight.
Wow.
62 raffle baskets, all downtown Green Bay. We get to go on the trail this year. It's just, it's exciting.
Awesome.
And that's the school, and again, I think everybody knows Da Vinci, and you're the school for the gifted and talented in Greater Green Bay, and tough to get in. You got a test to get in,
yeah.
And rightfully so. Not just academics, it's the responsibility. This is all. How would you like to be fifth grade? What are you, 12?
Yeah. Yeah. And they're making phone calls that I, as an adult, I'm like, go ahead. You got it. Good luck.
Let me tell you something. Jim and I have been on the other end for a lot of years.
Yeah.
Where you make those calls, whatever. None of them are easy.
No.
You're not going to sleep well for a while because there's not going to be getting anything. Then things like it is. So I think for you guys, having the students do this is a great learning experience in itself, isn't it though?
Absolutely. That's why they turn out such a good product there. Because academics is number one where you are.
Yes.
But I mean, these events that you have
community
few events throughout the year.
Crazy.
Yeah,
yeah. And I mean, like Beckett said this morning, do we get to make the Pi Day chain in the school? And I mean, as a fourth grader, he's looking forward to
get
that.
Get to make the what?
Pi Day chain. So it's our big decoration for the
Pi Day chain?
Yep. They take the Pi Day number, so the math number, and all I can tell you is 3.1415.
Right.
That's all I got. But they can go for hundreds of digits. And we make it into a paper chain, and it decorates the gym.
Oh.
And like if it's a three, the three is always green. So every time you see a green three, a green chain link, it's the three in the Pi Day number. So they all know the number a lot farther than I do, but they enjoy making that during Pi Ed this week.
Wow.
Because we're older, we know that.
Yeah.
These kids know so much more than we do, and I'm first to admit it. What do you all do at Da Vinci? Because you've been with them for a while, right?
Yep, so it's my 11th year with Da Vinci, and I'm the Phi Ed and Health teacher for kindergarten through 8th grade, and then the Pi Day race director, I guess you'd call me.
Right.
Beck, how is it putting together an event like this? Get kind of nervous doing it, or do you like it?
I mean, I like it. It's super fun to get, like, the community together, and it's a good way to get people exercising, and like Jim said before, it's a good learning experience for the students, and I think it's super fun, and people should do it.
And tell me about the podcast. Did you do it already, or you're going to?
Well, me and Ms. Hawkers already, like, pre-recorded, like, a thing for my code, but, well, yes, we kind of already did.
Where can people find them, your podcasts?
On my website, Up Next with Bex, or Up Next with Bex on Facebook. You could see maybe some of them. Or maybe
I did with you on there?
Yes, I have no clue. I mean, I have not seen it.
Yes, I've seen it there.
Okay. All right. There. Yep. I'd love to find it.
Give us a little tease on this podcast. What are some of the questions you asked Ms. Hawkers?
So basically just everything about Pi Day. It was a while back. I can't really remember.
That's just a great event, and that so fits Da Vinci, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, I can't say how proud I am of these students, and there's ones that are graduating college at UW-Madison that still put this on their resume as a Pi Day race director, and he got a scholarship this year. So he's always calling me saying,
wow.
Ms. H, I'm still using the fifth grade Pi Day thing.
But I think it's awesome having to go out there and make those calls or do whatever, and that you learn something about that.
And it's the real world,
right? Yeah.
We're always
on bended knees. Allison Hawker and Bex Pi Day 5K. Tell me a little bit about the classes you have, Bex, and what have you found so far? You're almost through the fourth grade. What have you found where you say to yourself, man, I want to go into this as a career?
Going in the podcasting?
No, is that what you want to do for a job?
No, not really.
Okay.
I mean, it changes every day, like I say a lot. But this weekend I wanted to be a YouTuber because two things that I love and that I'm good at, talking and engaging with people and video games. Those are two things that I'm good at and that I love. So, I mean, that's kind of what I want to be. I have not really decided that much.
But you got a little bit of time. You don't have to rush into it. I think that's great that you haven't decided on one track. You know, I think it's good that you are experiencing a lot of things and looking at a lot of different things. And, you know, the Green Bay education, but Da Vinci really opens up. You have speakers come in and explain kids about these kids are in fifth grade. You talk about finance, and then they start asking you questions.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, whoa.
Yep.
Yeah.
When you put together events like this with the kids, how do you determine where the proceeds are going to go? How did you pick Old Glory Honor Flight?
Last year was our 10th year, and we wanted to do something different. So I had the kids research what was out there for nonprofits. And last year's group picked Old Glory based on they had veterans that were in their family, and we looked at them and how that it's not something that everyone helps and it's a really good cause. And then Old Glory came in and was just so fun to work with that we said, we'll do it again this year.
Isn't that setting at the airport unbelievable?
Oh, it's
amazing.
That's
important that these kids raise money and see where the money goes.
Yes.
You know, because sometimes we raise money and it's like,
you send out the check and you never hear
what do we do
another
again?
Word. Yeah.
So I think that's great. That's full circle.
Yep. And we go to the Appleton Airport when they land.
Right.
And
right.
This year, myself and our teacher, who's my right hand man throughout the whole thing, got to go on a flight in October.
Oh, you did?
Yes. And we got to spend the whole day with a veteran. I had a Vietnam vet and it was a day to remember. Like I was just there to help him and hear his stories and it was amazing. So a lot of those veterans are coming on Saturday or Friday to just buy raffle prizes, hang out. Again, you don't have to do the race. You can just come and drop off a dollar and buy a raffle ticket for one of 62 buckets.
Tell me about the race, the route. Is it sometimes you run these things and it's a track and you go around?
Yeah. So we start right down by our school, and then we get to jump on the Fox River Trail this year. We had to change the route last year, so we get to run all the way down the Fox River Trail to about Polier, and then we jump back up on the roads.
Great.
And then we're right back at school. And then there's a cupcake run that is for the little kids right around the block at school.
How little can we?
I mean, that's the one I do every year.
That is my exact walking route, to be honest with you.
That is nice, though. You're downtown.
Yes.
And you're on the trail, and then you're through a pretty historic neighborhood.
Yeah, it's so fun. And knock on wood, there's no snow right now. So we've had ice, we've had rain, we've had everything. So we're nothing's going to stop us. So it's pretty exciting.
Right.
Sorry to be to make you guys sad, but it's supposed to rain a lot.
Shh. We don't look at the weather until Saturday morning.
We don't
morning.
Think like that, no.
Who invited you?
And now meteorologist Beckett K with the forecast.
Then you remember those. You know, remember that one when it rained?
Yeah,
it was
absolutely.
Awesome. You know, going through the puddles. It was great.
No,
I know, but rain is fun.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
I'd rather run in rain because it kind of just refreshes me.
Right.
Perfect. There you go.
Right.
That's what I do all the time.
Yeah, it's
all the
time.
Got to watch out for the goose stuff on that trail, though.
Yeah. Hopefully they're not there yet.
So after the race, you have quite a few people in this.
Yeah, I mean this year we're almost to 600 runners.
600?
Wow.
So, I mean, if we hit over 600, that's our record year. Yeah. Right now online, we're at 587, and I might check it every day.
Well, you're going to be 589 with me and him.
All right, let's get another 10 right now this morning.
Let's do it.
If you're listening to this right now.
Yes.
What do they call Allison?
It's if you Google Pi Day 5K, we're the only one in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
All right. Pi Day 5K.
Yep.
That's PI.
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 Okay, because it's the 3.5.
3.14.
Yeah. I got it.
Those
I guess
big numbers.
I know.
How many miles in 5 kilometers, sir?
Nobody knows.
No one knows.
we're big.
We're Nate Bengatsi fans.
We kind of are. So we're going to see him. As a matter of fact, he's coming here in May. So we're Johnny and I are going to that. All right. So what else do you have going on? You guys, for such an academic school,
yes.
I really like the fact that you look at academics as also exercising, healthy,
yes,
nutrition.
Yes, I always tell the kids if they want to be the next world leader or the next CEO, they have to have physical movement in their life to get up and do that stuff. So to this whole weekend Phi Ed class, we're building, again, the Pi Day chain that they look forward to every year. Mm-hmm. Even the eighth graders are excited about it. So it's always fun. And then we will have all different pie events.
Why do
school.
I have a feeling gym classes now aren't like the gym classes?
Oh, no.
I was just going to say
you
that.
You have not had gym class with Miss H ever. It's
right.
Sometimes they walk in and they're like, what are we doing? Where did you find this? I'm like, let's just go with it. So
right.
That's cool.
We'll do math games all week. We've played floor hockey, scooter hockey. We do all of them for fun
floor
things.
Floor hockey.
That's fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like the best.
Loved it.
Better than math games.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you still play Jeopardy. Dodgeball or no?
We do.
Okay, good.
But
because some schools were getting away from that, and that's wrong.
That's because you always picked on kids like me. That's why, you know.
They asked for it, so if they want to play it, we'll play it.
Oh, man, okay. I love dodgeball.
I didn't.
Oh, then I'm asking, too.
Yeah. Well, I would have thought you'd be kind of smaller and quick. Yeah. To avoid getting hit.
Yeah, I tried. Couldn't throw as hard. But again, with Da Vinci, and I think other schools take a lot of cues from Da Vinci, but you do incorporate even the Englishes, the sciences, and the math into your gym class. And I think that's education
awesome.
Is when you can tie it all together.
It's so fun, yeah.
I was telling John last week when I'd say to some teachers, it's like they're teaching you, you know, like kids of Da Vinci geometry, you know, physics. And it's like you say to your teacher, when am I ever going to use this? And he goes, you probably won't, but the smart kids will.
All right. Well, thanks so much for being here. This is fantastic. Allison Hawkers and Bex Pi Day 5K coming up when?
It's Friday and Saturday.
And we want to try to get up to how many, Todd?
What we want.
600.
600.
We need like 18. Right.
Thanks so much for being here, you guys.
Awesome. Thanks for having us.
We'll see you Saturday. Back after us.
Smoking with the boys upstairs when I heard about the whole affair. I said, whoa, no.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good looking Monday. Special thanks to Allison Hawkers and Bex. Talking about Pi Day 5K. What a great event.
Isn't it cool how it checks so many boxes? Think about these kids are learning, John. I mean, they're obviously learning that you got to be engaged in the community. The money goes to these military people that gave them the freedom they have. They work together. I just...
Win. Across the board.
Big fan of that.
Yes.
And you were mayor when it went into effect.
They came in, these fifth graders. And, you know, I like when kids come up with ideas, and the principal said, these kids are going to do it. It wasn't like, well, we're going to do it and use them as our little, poster child.
Yeah.
And 11 years later, she said she didn't do anything. I mean,
do you have the list?
Yeah.
What's the list? I just want to run through some of the things they've got.
So these kids go out and get the baskets.
Right.
Kids and got all these.
They really do this. They're selling the tickets. They, organize the run. They're the ones working the corners here. And the money, $26,000 for that. How many times? What'd she say? She took 30. How many people? Is it 500? How many people did they sponsor?
Was it 65 or something last year?
It's incredible.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Yeah, they've got 63 different prize packages for Saturday. It's fantastic. I mean, a little bit of every. I mean, I'm no reason to even go through. There's just so many different things, but just great.
So anyway, that's going to be fun. And
you know what I want to win?
What's that?
I want to win the Burn Boot Camp 1 month free trial. I want to go to one of those workout boot camps.
See the first word in that?
Burn?
Yeah, that's...
All right. It's a lot of stuff, though. Wine tasting events, just on and on and on. But again, check them out.
It's not like you have to do the...
Check out their website.
The Pi Run. You can just go there and support them.
Yeah,
she said.
Absolutely. So. No question. And then just buy some raffle tickets.
I'm assuming you get a piece of pie at the end?
I guess so.
Yeah.
I like their They're hoodies. The Old Glory Honor Flight hoodies. Those are sharp. Those are really sharp. I like those.
Yeah. She's got good energy, and you can tell how much she loves her job, right?
Next year, I'm going to do a lot of running on these runs like this. What? Well, I don't know. How long are you supposed to wait after you have a artificial hip before you should actually run?
I'm not sure.
Probably like 5 or 6 years, I would think.
No, here's what you have to do. You have to go get some good shoes. That's what you have to
do. Or should you never run again once you get an artificial hip?
No. I told her, because I am gone. I said, I would do this. I will do that next year. I think it would be fun to do, and I love that school. And I think, like she said, how many teachers have said to you, if you're going to be a world leader someday, that's what they address those kids. I mean, their ambitions, I don't know what their ambitions are, but their sights can be anywhere. And I think that's good that they're not capped by anyone or anything.
My goal, my carrot that I've got dangling out there is, and I think we should both commit to this, because I'm committing to it.
Okay.
The Ruck March.
You talked about that last year.
I know. And then something happened. Remember gout flared up or something?
Yeah, something.
I think it was gout or a virus.
It's very serious.
Chafing. Wasn't there some
chafing?
I think it was chafing.
Beyond
very
control.
Serious. Very serious.
That's what it was, I think.
Tell me how that, I know you, what do you carry, 40? It's more
than
that.
I'm supposed to be 72 pounds, I think.
Oh, man.
But I don't think not many people do that. You know?
That's a lot.
That's a lot. That would be like putting Beck on your back during the whole day.
So I can just take a backpack and fill it with feathers or something.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
nobody checks what's in there. And I can
I will. Yeah.
There are so many of those things. But I think
it's 16 miles. I think we could do
it. But that's a hike, though. I mean, that's not a run.
No, it's a hike. Yeah, not running at all. Just walking.
I think I would be more comfortable with the 3.14 miles.
I know, but here's the deal. I would do it. Okay, I would do try to do the 16-mile thing. As long as if something happened, they would have a different route, so I wouldn't have to do that ride of shame.
You know what I mean? The golf cart?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
No, I, yeah.
Yeah. I don't want glasses, to. Just leave me lying there until everybody's got
it's over. Okay.
Everybody's got.
All right, go back.
Where the people are picking up the cones.
Cleanup crew.
And then
pick up those 25 cones.
Yeah.
That barricade and Mino.
He's still out there? Yeah. He's too embarrassed to come back.
I wonder, so with the training, you must just do the high grade on the
treadmill?
Yeah. Like a 10. You know what I mean? Like, right? Because you got to, huh?
I don't go too high.
3.
Actually, that is what I'm.
Yeah.
Okay. I get back to the Croc Center. I'm going to start working out there again. And what are you looking at?
Because I kind of said that. What's the last time you were there, John?
You know what it was? Right before I got the gout. Right before I got the gout.
I think
the gout's been gone for a while, though, right?
That's what I see.
Okay, can I just say something else?
Notes, but.
Okay. Can I just say one other thing?
Mm-hmm.
Then I had the gout.
Yep.
Then that virus was going around. That influenza virus was going around. And those are the kind of places, nothing against them, but those are kind of places people sweat and you're expelling germs and viral types of germs you're exposing.
John, I think what you do is they have right next to all the machines, they have those wipe down things.
I realize that.
Okay. You can wear a mask if you want.
Can I just say it's hard to wipe down the air, Jim? Hard to wipe down the air.
Then wear a mask.
So then I can't work out no mask. I can't. I've tried. I feel like I'm choking. So I gave that chance to go away. So you don't hear much about that virus anymore.
Right.
It seems like it's gone. We've survived. Okay, now I'm going back to the Croc. My gout is good, and I'm not worried about the virus.
I think what you got to start worrying about, well, it's a couple things. Definitely your health, but that membership is 48. I forgot what you told me. 42?
I don't know. They never told me how much it was.
Because it's part of your silver sneakers.
But
they're going to charge you if you don't use it. That's what I'm saying. I'm looking out for you.
How many people with the gout can work out? None.
You see how that rhymes? He's going to come up with something. Not the gout. Don't work out.
He's Dr. Seuss this morning.
If you got the gout, you can't work out. I'm going to get that t-shirt. When we come back, Ben and Dan of Malcor. Moving with the Malcors.
Shout when your feet just can't keep still. I never knew. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.